WJRC Sports Time is 7:02. Defensive end Michael Strahan has decided to remain retired. The Daily News reported yesterday that the Giants had contacted him to see if he was interested in returning to the team, but Strahan told Fox Sports he thinks it's best if he just stays retired. He said the money was enough to agree to a deal, but he ultimately decided he didn't want to put his body through another NFL season. First-round play at the U.S. Open gets underway today at Flushing Meadows. The National Tennis Center will see 56 singles matches on day one. Olympic gold medal winner Rafael Nadal is looking for his third consecutive Grand Slam title as men's top seed. Reigning French Open champ Ana Ivanovic of Serbia is the top seed on the women's side. Mets fans, you can own a piece of Shea Stadium. This morning, seats from the ballpark go on sale online for $869 a pair. They weren't worth that new. To buy a pair of seats, log on to Mets.com/Shea. The link works. I tried it. No, I'm not buying two seats. In yesterday's baseball, the Angels edged the Yankees 4-3. The Marlins manhandled the Mets 8-2. And the Phillies doubled up the Pirates 6-3. And the Blue Claws were shut out by the Lake County Captains 3-0. That's their third straight loss to the Lake County Captains. WJRZ Jersey Shore traffic and weather next. WJRZ News Time is 7:03.
The most music and the most fun in the morning.
A rock and roll jamboree.
Yeehaw. The Jersey Shore Morning Show with Big J and Anita.
Anita Bonita, we have a very special guest today.
Yes, we do. We are privileged to have among us my friend Gary Cohen, broadcaster for the New York Mets. Welcome to the program, Gary.
The pleasure and honor is all mine.
Yeah, hey, we always said we'd work together someday. We just didn't think this was going to be.
Here we are.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Jeff now is actually admitting to being a Mets fan. I tell him he's a front runner, but he's actually admitting to this
now.
Well,
we have seen more than a few come out of the closet this year.
So
that's,
to speak.
That's the way it happens when a team wins. And it's not just that the Mets have won this year. It's that they've got some style. They've got young, exciting players,
yes,
particularly Reyes and Wright, and I think that that's attracted a lot of attention, not only from closet Met fans who have made their themselves known, but also among the younger fans whose hearts and minds the Yankees won for 10 years. All those 5 to 15 year olds who are walking around with Derek Jeter shirts, they're starting to wear some David Wright and Jose Reyes shirts.
Mm-hmm. Gary, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for the Mets, first in the series with the Cardinals and then as they progress toward the World Series?
Well, I think their starting pitching is still very questionable. I mean, once you get past Tom Glavin, you really have no proven commodities as far as postseason or, really as far as any season is concerned. Then you're talking about a different level of pitching with all the Tigers' young starters and guys who can throw 100 miles an hour. Be fascinating, though, if they got to face Kenny Rogers. Maybe a little retribution for 1999.
There you go. Yes, in fact, Sportsbook.com is predicting that the Tigers are going to play the Mets in the series, but the Mets will take it.
That'll be a good World Series, too.
Although I would still, deep in my heart of hearts, I still long for revenge for 73.
Yes.
I read a really great quote in a magazine article last week. It quoted Ronnie Darling, then a player, now a broadcaster, describing the clubhouse as beautifully vicious. Would you concur?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you have veteran players like Julio Franco and Carlos Delgado...
Makes us both feel young, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, he's a few months younger than I am. Jesse Orozco is my last hope.
There you go.
I'm actually older than I was. But
Anita Bonita on AM 1130, WNEW in New York.
Darryl will probably be sitting out tonight as well.
Who is
just
pitching
to get a little
tonight,
bit of a rest. Tonight it's going to be Ron Darling against Rick Rushel. Now, last time out, Rushel two-hit the Mets, and Wally Backman had got the only two hits. Backman is iffy for tonight because he has a slightly pulled hamstring. Under normal circumstances with the right-hander Rushel going, you'd expect Backman to be in the lineup. I'm not out at the ballpark yet. I will be in a couple of hours, so I don't know whether or not Wally will be starting. Tomorrow afternoon's game is going to be an interesting matchup because there'll be Dwight Gooden on the mound for the Mets, and Doc has been doing well lately against Mike Kruko. Mike Kruko, those initials MK are not just Mike Kruko, they're Met Killer. I'm perfectly serious, James.
Okay.
Kruko is 3-0 against the Mets this year.
Yeah.
And over the course of his career, he's 20-7. His last time out against them, August 18th, just after coming off of DL, he blanked them for 6 innings and went on to pick up the win. Nobody knows why, because Kruko is not exactly one of these overpowering people. It's just that he keeps them sufficiently off balance. In the manner of Bobby Ojeda when he's on, and poor Bobby's been on a lot more than he's been off this season, but again, the runs haven't been there. Every year, the Mets seem to develop a tough luck pitcher going way, way back. There were years when Seaver had nothing to work with. In 73, it was John Matlack who had nothing to work with. At times, it was Jerry Kuzman who had nothing to work with. A couple of years ago, it's been Darling, it's been Fernandez. It's never been Gooden, interestingly enough, but this year especially, it seems to be Ojeda.
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll keep an eye out, and we hope, well, first of all, we will talk to you next weekend.
Okay.
And maybe another new scoop next weekend. You never know.
Let's tell everybody what the Mets are going to be doing for the rest of the week before we get to our next report. After
okay.
this series against the Giants finish up, they'll play the Padres for three games. They have a night off on Thursday, but I have the night on because I'll be in for Merrill Kubrick on Quiet Night.
Ah, right.
And then they face the Dodgers, and hopefully that'll be still another sweep.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to keep our fingers crossed with the Dodgers. Anita, thank you.
Have a good one.
And we'll talk to you. Well, we'll see you Thursday night. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Okay.